Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Author's Studio at Book Expo America 2009 in New York City. And joining me right now is author Bren Gaudet. And she has written the first in a series of books called Murder at the Lake. The series is called the Amanda Christie Mystery Series. And this one is about, the first is about, 17-year-old Amanda Christie. She's invited to a cousins-only weekend at her aunt's Texas estate. And Amanda really doesn't know what to expect, but she soon finds out that the weekend will be anything but boring. Bren, welcome.
Thank you.
And congratulations on having your first book published.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about it, without giving away the ending, of course.
Oh, of course. Well, it's Amanda is a girl that lives in Connecticut, and she's in boarding school. But she's invited to Texas to a young cousin's reunion, and she goes. And there's a lot of, it's a blended family, and she encounters a lot of hostilities about her coming into the family. And so there's, you know, some conflicts there, but you know, it's about a bunch of teens who get together for the weekend and have, starts out as a great time, but then you know, things start happening, their phones start going missing, and then one by one they start disappearing, the teens.
How'd you come up with the idea?
Oh, you know what, one day I thought, you know, my two favorite characters is Miss Marple and Jessica Fletcher, and I thought, wow, what a great idea to have a Miss Marple or Jessica Fletcher at 17. What kind of character would that be? You know, how would they be? And I thought, Amanda Christie, because, you know, that's, I love reading like the Murder, She Wrote books. I just love it, and I thought, but I also love young adult, and I thought that's my character, you know.
What made you decide to become an author?
My grandmother was a librarian, so I grew up around books, and she had a small library in her house in a rural Texas town, and so everyone from in the farming community would come to her house and check out books, and she, it was the county library, and they allowed her to have it in her front parlor, and she was the librarian.
So you mentioned Texas in your own personal experiences. So I'm wondering how much of that growing up influenced what's in the book.
Probably a lot of it. I think that's why I set the first novel in Texas, to kind of give my respects back to that. But the second book and following, they take place in Connecticut, where Amanda lives. But I grew up in Texas, was born there, and when I graduated high school, I moved to Connecticut, and I lived there my whole adult life. So I love both places.
You already mentioned some of your literary influences. I'm wondering if there are any others, and who would you compare your style to?
Gosh, my favorite books to read are young adult novels, but my favorite authors are Lois Duncan, Joan Lowry Nixon. I just think she's fabulous. And Carolyn B. Cooney. I just think they're just wonderful writers. And I guess that's what, you know, started me on thinking, well, you know, I'm going to write a young adult novel. And just reading theirs and loving them. And they have many books out, so.
Oh, your heroine, Amanda Christie, is a strong, confident teenage female. What do you enjoy most about writing for teens?
Well, I love the stories are right to the point, and they're succinct, and it's not a lot of language, a lot of flowery stuff, and it's like it just, the story gets to the point, and it's about characters and relationships, and that's why I love it. It's just right. It's just great storytelling.
Is the book available yet?
It will be out August 1st.
August 1st, bookstores, website?
Yes, it is. My website is brengaudet.com, and you can get the book on Borders, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. And I think the publisher has it in several foreign countries. You know, it's being sold, and so I was amazed and very happy, so I'm excited.
Have you already started the second in the series?
Yes, I have started.
And what kind of trouble is Amanda going to get in there?
Well, it takes place in Connecticut, like I said before, and it's at her boarding school, and there is a graveyard that is in the small town in Connecticut, in the Litchfield Hill area, and the boarding school that she goes to is next to the cemetery. And one morning when they wake up, one of the graves have been opened and the caretaker has been bludgeoned, and so it's like they're on this quest to find out what happened.
Amanda's got to be a little more careful about where she goes and who she hangs out with.
Yes, that's true.
Again, let's go back to book number one. It's called Murder at the Lake. It is by Bren Gaudet. It is the first in the Amanda Christie mystery series. A lot of luck to you, Bren.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.